Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. As we're in the midst of Thanksgiving this week and soon Christmas, we set aside this special week of programming to let you know both of the impact this ministry is making and the decisive role your support plays in the work of the program as truth is under siege as never before in our generation. Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States and over 175 nations around the world, for which we are very thankful. Today, you'll hear the very best programs of our 2009 Listener Appreciation Weeks aired earlier this year that include an all-star lineup of Christian leaders standing with the Christian Research Institute. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we are still facing a crucial year-end financial need to avoid cutting even more stations. So please prayerfully consider supporting us at this critical time. Each day this week, you'll also hear from the listeners whose lives have been profoundly changed through the ministry of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
I just wanted to tell all the people at CRI, and especially Hank, how grateful I am for the ministry I've been listening for. As long as I've been a Christian, which would be 1985, and I've just been so blessed, I am able to articulate the truths of the Christian faith using arguments as a springboard or opportunity to share the faith, to share the love of Christ. And I am a Bible Answer Man supporter, and I would encourage anyone who is a lover of the Word of God to be involved in this ministry in any way you can. Thanks a lot, and blessings to you.
If you'd like to contact us at CRI, our toll-free number is 888-7000-CRI. Or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. And now, here's Hank.
Thank you, Randy. And as we kick off day two of Listener Appreciation Week, I thought it would be only appropriate to make a couple of comments about prayer. And I've said this before, but most of us snorkel in the surface waters of prayer and succeed only in burning our backs. We fail to comprehend that deep is where the noisy, trashy surface of the ocean gets quiet. And it's where our noisy requests give way to the quiet of a relationship with our Maker. It's where we step out of the shallow tide pool of our hearts into the boundless ocean of God's power and presence, where we get beyond surface things and plunge into a deep relationship with our Creator. Of course, Jesus wanted his disciples to venture out of the shallow waters of prayer and offered the pattern of his own personal prayer life as a brilliant shaft leading deep into the ocean of prayer. Going deep with God, I think, begins with making a major paradigm shift in our perception about prayer. Rather than looking for all these techniques through which we can get God to answer prayers, we should be mindful that prayer is an opportunity for developing intimacy with the very one who knit us together in our mother's womb. If we're honest with ourselves, most of us have just flat learned to pray backwards. We hurry into God's presence, we have a laundry list of prayer requests, and before our knees have even touched the ground, we're already thinking about getting back into our frenzied lifestyles. In fact, we treat God no better than we treat our families. We want a relationship, but a relationship without the discipline of investing quality time. Ponder your own prayer life for just a moment. Could it be that your prayer life is characterized by constant babbling? Might it be that even the chatter of your mind is deafening? Could it be that your shallow askings drowned out the sound of the very one whose voice you so long to hear? Look, genuine prayer is not found in noisy askings. It's found in a growing relationship with the lover of your soul. All too often, we want God to enlarge our houses and our lands. We want things from God. But God wants something far better for us. He wants us to be still so he can enlarge the territory of our hearts. He has sent us 66 love letters etched in heavenly handwriting, and the more we meditate upon those words, the clearer his voice in the sounds of our silence. And this week, while we're asking God to raise up a host of new supporters for the Bible Answer Man broadcast and for the Christian Research Institute, even more, we are asking him, Lord, teach us how to pray. We want intimacy with you. We want to meditate on your word as the missing link between the intake of Scripture and an effective prayer life. We want to know you, and we want to be instruments through which you can be made known to the world. Joining me now, Lee Strobel, a man who has become that kind of instrument, a usable tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit, in the process of making the will and way of God known to people. He's been a friend of the ministry for many years, and God is using him in a mighty way, and it's always great to have him as a staple during Listener Appreciation Week. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Hank. How are you doing? Great to talk to you today and your great listeners, and wonderful to hear you talk about prayer and the importance of making it more than just bringing our list of wants and desires to God, but really to be the vehicle for our relationship with him. And I just want you to know and your great team there and the listeners that I pray for you today, and I pray for you regularly. I pray for CRI, and that's something I hope we're all doing. You know, you said many times that truth is under siege these days. We're living in times when, you know, people are living in a relativistic culture. They're questioning the very existence of truth, and we see people wandering away from the faith. And what better thing can we do but to support organizations like CRI, both with our prayer and our financial support, so that, you know, we can not only be a beacon of truth and communicate God's love and compassion and hope and message of eternal life and you know, to people who are curious about God and confused about God because of our culture, but, you know, a ministry that will strengthen us as we reach out to others and which directly connects and reaches out to so many people who themselves are spiritual seekers. So I just think on this day, as we talk about prayer a bit, I hope people are doing that. I hope you take the time to say, you know, I need to pray for this organization as a partner with me in reaching our world for Christ.
Yeah, there's so many times in which we get together as a staff and ask the Lord to raise up people to support this ministry, because we say it so often, the gospel's free. Someone has to put in the plumbing.
Yeah. Right.
But again, we can fall into the trap of asking God to do something for an organization when in reality, this is God's organization, and the organization is merely a vehicle through which we can touch the world.
Yeah, exactly right. And Hank, let me tell you a little story that, along those lines. My ministry partner, Mark Middleberg, and I were working on our new book, The Unexpected Adventure, which, as you know, is a book about reaching people with and through everyday risks, reaching them with the gospel. And one of the quotes we put in the book, I just thought of CRI as I saw this quote. I thought it was so powerful. I think it will be an encouragement to all the listeners who are listening. And to you as well. It's a quote from my friend of mine named Cliff Konecki, who's a evangelist and apologist. And he says this. He says, a person coming to Christ is like a chain with many links. There are many influences and conversations that precede a person's decision to convert to Christ. He said, I know the joy of being the first link at times, a middle link usually, and occasionally the last link. God has not called me to only be the last link. He has called me to be faithful and to love all people. And the reason I thought of CRI when I saw that quote is because I know there are people listening who say, you know, I feel bad if you want to know the truth because I haven't prayed with anybody to receive Christ, maybe ever, maybe recently, maybe in recent memory. And a little bit of them feels like a failure, and they have so many people they pray for and they're reaching out to, and they haven't had that opportunity to be that last link in their life. And what I want to encourage them to say is, you know what, we're not just called to be last links, as important as that is to be alert for those opportunities. We can be the middle link, which are equally important. When someone comes to Christ, the entire chain of links, of influences, can celebrate when a person comes to Christ. And CRI is often that middle link, that link that clarifies the gospel, that explains the gospel, that defends the gospel, that illuminates the reasons why we believe the gospel is true. And it goes out by radio, and it goes out on the web, and it goes out in magazines, and it goes out in books. And when we are prayer supporters of CRI, and when we are financial supporters of CRI, we are links in people coming to Christ all over the world, through the internet and through books and so all over the world. We are links in that chain, and every link is important. And here's the thing that hit me, Hank. God knows every link. He knows that link when we sacrifice and we give so that CRI can go on the air and proclaim the gospel and defend the gospel and people come to faith. We are a link that has enabled that to happen. And God knows that. I think he when we're faithful to him, when we honor him that way, he knows that. He rewards that, and that pleases him. And we are every bit the evangelist when we are participating in this incredible enterprise of CRI to reach people with the gospel. We can celebrate when a person comes to Christ because they heard the gospel on the radio, because they read a book, because they got an answer that finally unlocked the door for them. They said yes to Jesus Christ. Every single time that happens around the world, we can all celebrate and say, God used us as being links in that chain through the ministry of CRI.
Talking to Lee Strobel, he is best known, I suppose, today as author of The Case for Christ and The Case for Faith and the DVD, and now his new book, which is just incredible, The Unexpected Adventure. But a man who has seen a ministry make a difference in the lives of people. And I concur with what Lee said. It's not too much to say that truth is under siege in the postmodern world. Those who see truth as relative or subjective or pragmatic are often seen as tolerant and enlightened, but those who see truth objectively rooted in the person and work of Jesus Christ are considered intolerant or even, in some cases, arrogant. As an organization, this ministry has the spiritual resources necessary to prevail in the battle for truth. And because truth is under siege, your prayers and finances are not only crucial, but without you, the resources that we have garnered over 50 years would never make it to the front lines. That's why we need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially, and that's why we have devoted an entire week to letting you know that this is an opportunity to join a team of people touching lives around the globe. And we have bundled together a book called What is Truth? In fact, it looks very much like my book, The Prayer of Jesus. It's small, but it is poignant, and it is packed with information to help you understand what's going on in the battle for truth and how you can make a difference. If you don't know where the goalposts are, how can you get in the game? What is Truth? A resource now available to you for your gift to the ministry, for joining the Bible Answer Man support team by saying, I want to stand with you. Give us a call at 888-7000-CRI. You can see the resource on the web and order online at equip.org, or just write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. All this week, we're also telling you about an autographed copy of Christianity in Crisis for your gift of $100 or more, or for your gift of $500 or more, a leather-bound, specially numbered edition of Christianity in Crisis 21st Century will be out to you, and I'll personalize it for you. So let us hear from you right now.
You're listening to a very special week of programming, the best of Listener Appreciation Week here on The Bible Answer Man. December 31st marks the end of our calendar year, and it's the most crucial financial date on our calendar every year. CRI is facing a critical need as we minister in this tough economy. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. To help you understand the impact this ministry is making and the cost associated with it, we've decided to play the very best of our listener appreciation programming from earlier this year, featuring key Christian leaders in the battle for truth. We'd like to thank you for listening and express our gratitude for partnering with CRI as we equip and encourage listeners from all across the U.S. and around the world. As we move further into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. And that's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial. And we can stay on this station only with the support of friends like you. As you've heard, this is a ministry that is changing lives with every broadcast. Why not partner with us and through us on a consistent monthly basis so that we can continue this outreach or give a generous special gift as we rapidly approach our critical calendar year end? To find out more about how you can be a vital part of this ministry, just call us toll-free at 888-7000-274. Or you can go online 24 hours a day on our secure website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will continue in a moment.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on The Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on The Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
The question I had for you is,
Questions like these come flooding every day into the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute. People are hungry for well-reasoned biblical answers to their spiritual questions, and they turn to us for those answers, a responsibility we take very seriously. That's why we're observing Listener Appreciation Week all this week. We want to thank you for listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support. So, during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support. Call us now at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. And thanks for making Listener Appreciation Week a success.
Thanks, Hank. I really appreciate that.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. listening to a special week of programming of the very best of 2009 listener appreciation programs here on The Bible Answer Man. We'd like to thank you for listening and express our gratitude for partnering with CRI as we equip and encourage listeners from all across the U.S., Canada, and around the world. As we move into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. That's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial by finishing our calendar year in strong. And that's why your partnership is needed now more than ever, because we can stay on this station only with the support of friends like you. Perhaps you're one of those listeners whose life has been personally impacted or blessed in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Let's listen to one such example.
Hi, Hank. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your program for a couple years now. I do financially support you guys. It's under $50 a month, but I want to be part of that army, so I want to encourage anyone out there they can give, because your program spreads the truth.
As you've heard, this is a ministry that is changing lives with every broadcast day. Why not partner with us and help us meet our critical year-end needs? We raise about 20% of our annual budget at this time of year. We'd also love to welcome you to the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. To find out more about joining this important group of supporters, or to learn more about other ways in which you can be a vital part of this ministry, just call us toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us on the web at www.equip.org. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Joining me, Lee Strobel. He is an apologist that needs no introduction, well known throughout the world for his incredible work in taking apologetics and making it practical for the everyday layperson so that they can be part of the game. They can become involved in the process of using their lives for time and for eternity, what Lee likes to call the unexpected adventure. Imagine the Holy Spirit moving through you in the process of changing lives for time and for eternity. And Lee, one of the privileges that we have is to give platforms for significant Christian leaders so that people can recognize their resources and learn from them so that together, not as lone rangers, but together we can impact the world.
Yeah, we are in this together. And I see sort of CRI as being like an intellectual lifeline that reaches out to people, helps us as Christians to know about new resources, fresh resources, the ones that are dealing with current issues. Your book that you just mentioned before the break, What is Truth? I've got my copy right here. It's just a great, handy guide to the controversies about what is truth today when we live in an age when so many people deny its very existence or define it in such an elastic way that it becomes meaningless. What a great resource. I also got one of these things, these cool little notebook that you put out called The Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. Just a great way to refresh our recollection and to remember and recall the essentials of doctrine is so important these days as we see a culture that is unanchored and is drifting morally and intellectually. And so when these kind of resources can be put in the hands of people around the world, then God's going to use them in so many ways to enrich us and strengthen us, but not just to give us knowledge. I think one of the things, Hank, I love about your ministry is you don't just say, look, you need to know more. You need to soak up more information. You need to be more intelligent about what you believe, why you believe it, and so forth. You know, 1 Corinthians 8, verse 1 says, knowledge puffs up through pride, but love builds up. So in other words, you know, just to know a bunch of stuff about the Bible, that's not a bad thing, but you know what? Hey, Satan is pretty knowledgeable about what the Bible says, you know, and yet he's not applied it. He's not responded to it. We can know a lot of stuff about the Bible, and we can know a lot of stuff about doctrine, but what I love about CRI is apologetics is a vehicle through which we can reach people with the message of hope and redemption and eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so, you know, our goal is not to just become puffed up through knowledge. It is to love other people, to reach them with this message, to equip ourselves so that we're ready when an opportunity arises, as it could arise at any time, where a person asks a question or expresses spiritual curiosity, and God opens up a window for us, and we can enter into through that window, and we can get into a conversation about God. And when they raise questions that we don't know, we don't have to panic. We can say, wow, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure how to answer that. But you know what? There's a website called equip.org, and there's a magazine called the Christian Research Journal, and there's a radio show called The Bible Answer Man, and there are books that... like What is Truth and The Essentials of Doctrine, that can explain these things, and Christianity in Crisis, that can clarify what it is we believe and why we believe it. And, you know, let's avail ourselves of these resources so that in the course of reaching out, we can see more people come to faith in Christ.
Lee, one of my great burdens is this. I travel around the country as you do, and I hear the testimonies of people whose lives have been radically impacted through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And sometimes I say to my staff, I wish that everyone could have been a fly on the wall and heard testimony after testimony after testimony of changed lives, people coming out of the cults, people learning how to share their faith, people being equipped to communicate what they believe and why they believe it, people that know how to counter objections, people that learn how to think Christianly, and the testimonies go on and on and on, and yet I get back to the office, and sometimes I think, can I roll the rock back up the hill one more time? We're spending millions of dollars on radio, and sometimes I think, you know what, let's go off some stations and ease the burden financially for the ministry. But when I see the testimonies of changed lives, I can't pull the plug. I want to go forward, and yet with the numbers of people that benefit from this ministry and listen to the radio broadcast, we should have not only the resources necessary to continue, but to really seize the vision.
Yeah, and you know, every person who's listening, who prays for CRI and who is a supporter of CRI, whenever a person comes up to you after speaking engagement, tells you a story of how God has used CRI to impact their life and their eternity, every listener who is a participant in this grand enterprise is a link in that chain. And God knows that. And God will reward that. God, you know, honors that when we're faithful to Him. And, you know, it's a way that we can do the work of evangelism every day, even when we're sleeping and people are on the website from around the world accessing articles and ordering resources that can change their lives. Even while we're asleep, God is using us as a link in a chain to reach people with the gospel. But, you know, one of my friends, Bill Hybels, pastor of Willow Creek in Chicago, once said to me, he said, you know, obviously the gospel is free, but he said, let me ask you a question. How much does it cost to do a dollar's worth of ministry? And he said, the answer is about a dollar. In other words, you know, it is an expensive enterprise to communicate the gospel through the internet, through radio, through books, and so forth. It costs to do that. And, it, you know, we are unfortunately limited by the amount of resources we have to get this message out. And I just hope that people say, you know what, I want to be a Lincoln. I want to make a difference for eternity. How can I do that? How can I make my life count? How can I make a difference that is going to, you know, resonate through history, because people are going to come to faith, and then they're going to influence their children, they're going to influence their children, they're going to influence others, and the influence that we can have is going to ripple down through history. If we will be a link in the chain, and together we can do it, none of us can do individually, we can help finance this enterprise to communicate and defend the faith. You know, all it used to be just on radio around the country. Now, through the internet and books, it's around the planet.
You know, I just reached into the mailbag, as it were. We have so many testimonies that come in during Listener Appreciation Week. Here's an interesting one, Lee. I discovered Hank and the Christian Research Institute by quote-unquote accident while skipping channels during a two-hour commute back in 1998. as at a crossroads in my life, and my heart felt empty of purpose and direction. I'd fallen prey to a worldview of relativism, even began searching for New Age teachings that would satisfy the emptiness in my soul. In just a single episode of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, my heart and mind recognize the sound doctrine that Hank and the Christian Research Institute presents. His insightful explanations, thorough analysis of biblical doctrine fell like droplets of fresh water on a dry, thirsty soul. God was calling me back through the Bible Answer Man broadcast. My biblical understanding blossomed into a passion for Christian apologetics. And then he says, I enjoy the new confidence I have not only in defending my faith, but in relying on it as well. Aside from our Father God, I owe Hank of the Christian Research Institute and the many resources their program provides all the credit for inspiring me to walk this new career path. Just one more testimony of a changed life as a result of a broadcast.
And think for a second. How many people is that individual going to influence the rest of his life? He's going to rub shoulders with people. He's going to get into spiritual conversations with people. He's going to communicate his faith in a variety of ways to his family, to his children, to his community, to strangers and so. And you think of the number of people who are going to be influenced, and then they're going to influence others, and they're going to influence others. And, you know, 100 years from now, people who were influenced by him because he shared his faith with someone who shared their faith with someone, et cetera, down the line. And it all started because he was flipping around and by quote-unquote accident, he listened to something that enriched his soul, encouraged him, and motivated him to learn more about why he believes what he believes. And that's what I think is so wonderful about this enterprise of evangelism that God has entrusted to us. And you think about it, you go, somebody said to me once, that's one thing we cannot do in heaven. We can't evangelize in heaven. So this is our one and only opportunity to be a link in the chain to lead people to Christ. We can do it by supporting CRI, by using these wonderful resources that they provide, making a difference in our lives that'll ripple through time and history.
And if you could be a link in that chain, I'd love to send you What is Truth as my way of saying thank you for your gift during Listener Appreciation Week. We have many other resources available, Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, autographed for your gift of $100 or more, Christianity in Crisis, a leather-bound, specially numbered edition of Christianity in Crisis that I will personalize for you for your gift of $500 or more. But stand with us this week. Help us to touch the world while there is yet time, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. We'll be right back.
During Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's brand new beautiful gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. And for $250 or more to the Christian Research Institute, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send you a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. So call now. Our number is 888-7000-274. Or go online to our secure website, www.equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $449 per person plus port taxes and government fees and ends on November 30th. This incredibly low price includes accommodations, meals, and all of our sessions during the week. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to our website, www.equip.org. Hank will return with more of the Bible Answer Man right after this.
It's the 21st century, and Christianity is still in crisis.
I have equality with God.
Whatever is done on earth, a human must give God permission to do it.
Some of you better go down to that Lexus Mercedes dealership and just sit down in one of those things with that leather all over it.
Poor folks, get ready to come out of poverty.
Yes.
And when you call in and make that faith promise of $3,000.
Millions are deceived by false teachings and fallacious hopes. But there is tremendous news. Order Hank Hanegraaff's Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and become equipped to reach those lost in this generation of superstar faith teachers. To order Christianity in Crisis 21st Century, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or go online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the limited leather edition. You've tuned in to a special week of programming we call Listener Appreciation Week. At the Christian Research Institute, we'd like to express our gratitude for faithfully listening to, praying for, and financially supporting the Bible Answer Man. When you support CRI during this special week, we'll send some special resources to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank's beautiful brand new gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a donation of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered, and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. These gifts are reminders of the crucial work that CRI is doing through your prayers and gifts. Call now at 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff and The Word, May 9th through May 16th, 2010, departing Mother's Day weekend. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person. This incredibly low price includes accommodations and meals. To participate, go to www.equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
Early bird pricing ends Monday, November 30th. That's equip.org. This is the very best of our Listener Appreciation Weeks on the Bible Answer Man, when we welcome those who've never supported the ministry before to break the ice by calling the Christian Research Institute to make a special gift. And we encourage old friends to commit to supporting us on a regular monthly basis. We also want to express our gratitude for your faithful listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, especially at this critical time of year when we end our calendar year on December 31st. It is a crucial date and a time when we plan to raise about 20% of our annual income. CRI is facing an urgent year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So for a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful brand new book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. These gifts are expressions of our appreciation and reminders of the imperative work that is accomplished through people like you every day here at the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. To speak with an operator here at CRI, call 888-7000-274 or go online 24 hours a day to www.equip.org. Perhaps your life has been blessed or impacted in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We've been encouraged to hear many testimonies, like this one.
I recently purchased the DVD of the Faith that demonstrates the parts of evolution.
as well as the CD, Christianity in Crisis. And I also gave a gift to the ministry. I just am so grateful for what you are doing. Your ministry has definitely rekindled my passion for reading the Word, and it has definitely equipped me to speak about what I believe.
And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
The testimonies are pouring in, and people are joining the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. We're giving a special gift during Listener Appreciation Week, and this week we have the opportunity to listen to people like Chuck Colson and Kurt Cameron. We've listened to Phil Ehart, a world-class musician, a scientist. We're going to hear from Josh McDowell, and I have the privilege of hosting my friend Lee Strobel today, who has stood with me through thick and thin as we continue seeking to impact a world in an age in which truth is under siege. And Lee, one of the things that we do at the Christian Research Institute is primary research, because so often Christians don't have discernment skills, and we live in an age in which internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on, and we have to teach discernment skills, and we also become an organization that people can rely on. When they go to the web, they know that what they're getting is not the skin of the truth stuffed with a lie, but it's the real deal.
Yeah, Hank, what I see happening around the country is that so many Christians are experiencing what I call spiritual vertigo, which is that sort of that sense of disorientation and dizziness that we feel when somebody challenges us in our faith, and we haven't done the work of really understanding why we believe what we believe, and we don't know how to answer them, and we get this awful feeling in the pit of our stomach that, man, maybe I don't understand this stuff. Maybe I don't quite believe. Maybe I'm not sure. Maybe, you know, there isn't a good answer. And I think what's happening because of this proliferation of books by atheists, these websites that are proliferating all kinds of wacky and outdated and discredited ideas and television documentaries and movies and so forth that are raising confusion in people, I think what's happening is people are finally saying, you know what, I need to be better equipped. I need to deal with this own sense of spiritual vertigo that I'm feeling, but I got to be able to help my friends overcome it. And so I think what's happening is this is bubbling up in the pews of churches where people are saying, we need to be better trained. We need to be better equipped. We need to have a more solid understanding of what truth is and how we can know that Jesus is who he claimed to be, the one and only Son of God. And that's where CRI comes in, because your organization, let me put it this way, our organization, since we're all hopefully shareholders in this in the sense that we're contributors and supporters and prayer partners with you, our organization's role is to equip people so that they can withstand that spiritual vertigo, so they can have confidence in their faith, so that they can walk away knowing that what they believe is true and have the sense of confidence to be able to share it with other people. So, you know, I think the need for the role of CRI that you fill, that we fill through this organization, is increasingly important. And as I look out in the future, I only see a greater and greater need for it. Somebody once used an illustration. They said, you know, if you picture a boat and it's got an anchor, a chain, and it's anchored in a harbor, if you cut that chain, the boat is going to stay there for a while. It's going to not move, but then slowly the currents are going to take it, and it's going to go out, and it's going to go away at sea somewhere and be lost. Well, what's happened is, you know, the chain of truth has been cut in our society, in our culture these days. And so our culture is sort of hovering generally in the same vicinity of where it had been, but it's drifting. It's drifting away. And that's the consequence when we cut the chain of spiritual truth, when we cut the chain of sound doctrine, when you see some of these emergent pastors questioning things like the substitutionary atonement and the virgin birth and all these fundamental doctrines, original sin and so forth, you can see how far the drift has already taken us. Well, we've got to be that link in the chain that reestablishes that anchor. And the way that we can do that is by praying for and being partners with financially CRI, so that we can get these resources into people's hands and give them the confidence to be able to reach out to others.
We've said it many times, prayer is firing the winning shot, and you mentioned the need for people to pray for this ministry. I want to ask you if you would take just a few moments to do just that. Pray for the Christian Research Institute and its impact in the coming years.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Hank, thank you for asking me. Father, I do, on behalf of all those, all the listeners, everybody who's in their car and in their homes and wherever we are right now, let's just in spirit, let's just pause and let's just say, God, please, first of all, thank you for what you have created through the Christian Research Institute, this intellectual lifeline that helps all of us know better what we believe and why we believe it. Father, we thank you for that. I want to pray for a blessing on Hank, on the whole staff. I think of just the terrific, smart, godly people who are part of that ministry, Stephen Ross and Sam Wall, and just down the line, just excellent, wonderful followers of yours who are devoted to doing original research, getting it out and into people's hands that might make a difference in their lives and in eternity. So we pray for a blessing on this organization. And Father, I pray that you would keep it strong, that you would keep it sturdy, that you would keep it well-supported, that you would keep it close to you, and that you would help it to stay true to the truth of who you are. And Father, finally, I pray for all of us. Father, by your Spirit, work in our hearts that we might have a new, fresh desire to be a link in the chain that will lead many people into your kingdom. I pray that people even now will just feel a conviction, a sense that, you know what, I should be part of this. I've for so many years, just listened. I've never been part of this. That today might be the day, Father, that they would say yes, and they would say, I want to be supporting this ministry month by month so that the Word of God can go out in its power and its persuasiveness and its glory, and that more people might be reached for you. So, Father, we thank you for this grand enterprise. We thank you for the individuals who are part of it. And most of all, we pray for all of the unseen individuals, the people on the other end of the radio right now. Thank you for their support and their prayers. And we pray, Father, that in the end, someday in heaven, when you reveal for us all how you have, even without us knowing it, used us as a link to lead so many people to heaven, I just pray that you will open our eyes to that someday. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lee. And I was thinking, sure. I couldn't help thinking as you were praying, I've been doing this for 21 years, and I am as excited about this ministry today as I was when I first started with this ministry. There's not a day that I've walked into the studio where I felt like, oh my goodness, this is just old hat, been there, done that. Every single time I'm in the studio, I think, what an incredible privilege to be able to impact lives that I will only know from the perspective of eternity.
Yeah, Hank, you know, I've been there when you've walked into the studio, and I've seen the spirit of your staff and seen their fidelity to truth and their faithfulness to God, and yeah, I'm so impressed by all of them. They're friends of mine, and I trust them, and you know, I appreciate them, because so often when I'm at a loss for an answer, I know where to find it. I know that, you know, your website or resources, they're gonna help me. And so I think of those times when you and I walked into that studio to do a program together, and just watch how God's energized the gifts he's given you, and everybody behind the scenes, the tech guys, the researchers, and so God's given them all a role. And together, the listeners are part of this. We've all got a role. We can play be a link in this chain. And, you know, when we do it together, man, we all celebrate together. Whenever there's one of these testimonies of someone coming to Christ or their faith being rescued from the precipice or whatever, we can all celebrate that and say, wow, you know what? God used me to make a difference in that life.
And thank you, Lee, for being a link in the chain, for being a friend, and for the work that God has called you to. God is using you in a mighty way, and I particularly appreciate your participation during Listener Appreciation Week.
Well, it's my pleasure. I mean, I only talk about that which I really believe in. I believe in you. I believe in CRI, and recommend highly that anyone who's saying, you know, is this a good investment of kingdom dollars? I would say absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure. God bless
you
all.
God bless you. And we're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We just have enough time to say, if you can get on board, if you could become a link in the chain, if you can partner with this ministry, this would be a strategic time to do it. You can join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. You can find out about that on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and let us know that you're standing with us prayerfully and financially. And of course, you can give via the phone by speaking to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Don't forget the resource that I want to send out as my way of saying thank you for your gift today, the book What is Truth, the best of the Christian Research Journal, on the criticality of knowing what truth is, the fact that it's under siege, and what we can do to make a difference while there is yet time. It'll be out to you in the mail as you give us your commitment to stand with us prayerfully and financially. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you right here tomorrow for a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast you don't want to miss.
We'd like to say thank you for joining us for the very best of our listener appreciation program. During this week, we want to hear from as many of you as possible to express our gratitude to you for standing with us in these difficult times with the Bible Answer Man broadcast. When you contact CRI and give a gift, you're helping us to end our calendar year strong by December 31st. For your gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful brand new book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. A gift of $250 or more gets you an autographed copy of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a gift of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. It's only through the gifts of listeners just like you that we're able to keep the Bible Answer Man on this station. So if you appreciate the daily answers and edification you receive on the Bible Answer Man, we need to hear from you today. Again, the number is 888-7000-274, or visit us online at www.equip.org. And thank you once again for making Listener Appreciation Week a success. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and the Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $495 plus taxes and fees per person and ends November 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends November 30th.